normal representation which we have. You so show some humility, agree to the 996 formula, then three quarters of the country will continue to function, and one quarter whereby decisions need two-third majority, there might be a disagreement and there might be an understanding in such issues. Now, if we take a look at these two assumptions, what does one's mind tell him? Do we prefer the first one, to continue with the status quo without any horizon for the future? Or do we choose the second and work on the second? What does one's mind tell him? What does logic tell us? What does rationality tell us? What does nationalism tell us? The sense of responsibility towards the Lebanese people and their political, economical and social fate and their lives and their future and the wealth of the Lebanese. What does it say? It says go to the second assumption. If you, the March 14 Alliance, okay, all right, let's assume we are preventing this progress. If you are the nationalist people, if you are the honorable people, if you are committed to this state, doesn't this require from you to make some sacrifice? To make some sacrifices? You might respond by saying you sacrifice, but we don't want to sacrifice. We sacrificed enough. Doesn't this state deserve from you to take such a modest step? This is not just a sacrifice. It's just giving some of the rights to their rightful owners. When you form a government on the 996 formula, this means giving some of the rights to their rightful owners. It's not sacrifice. So between these two alternatives, what does the mind tell you? What does responsibility tell you? What does nationalism tell you? It tells you to choose the second. If you insist, then at least I want, and I'm approaching the end of my speech, I'd also like to address and put responsibility on a certain side. If the government isn't formed, we have caretaker ministers. Is it acceptable and for non-constitutional reasons, you have frozen everything in the parliament for non-constitutional reasons? I know in your private sessions, you confess to one another, not in your hearts, you say to one another in your private sessions that for the parliament to meet and put together laws is constitutional. However, for political reasons, which I don't want to mention, you are preventing the function, you are preventing the parliament from holding sessions. Why? Why are you behaving in such a way? Especially when we have urgent issues which cannot put up with any delay. I speak frankly, the ministers of the government, everybody agrees, the high majority agrees that the government should meet, especially for the sake of the oil. And I'd like to add to the issue of Tripoli, the security file, and specifically, especially Tripoli. The ministers have agreed to meet. The political factions in the caretaker government, according to my knowledge, they all agree to meet. They've all agreed to meet the Prime Minister, Mr. Prime Minister, and Mr. President as well. Actually, the stance of the President, I don't have a clear picture of his opinion. Does he agree to such a meeting or not? However, with respect to the Prime Minister, why is he hesitant? He's hesitant because we have political pressures being exerted, big pressures being exerted. Ever since he resigned until today, there were big pressures which led to him resigning, and I really hope that those for whom he resigned would be respectful to him and not insult him every day. And we all know why he resigned. Prime Minister, caretaker Prime Minister Najib Bikati. There were pressures applied from Saudi Arabia. It's forbidden for this government to meet, and also pressures being exerted from the Future Movement and from March 14, pressures on the Prime Minister and the President. I don't know how much pressure on the President, but I do know that big pressures are being exerted on the Prime Minister. And then we quickly go back to the issue of the sect, of religious sect. My dear friend, this is a constitutional issue. I call on the President and also on the ministers and the Prime Minister I call for a cabinet meeting to be held, and I call on the factions who have no presence in the government to stop, put a stop to their pressures and not to open a problem. And we have two urgent issues which cannot be delayed at all. The first is the issue of oil. And here we support all the calls in order to go ahead and discuss this issue in the cabinet without any preconditions. Now, how many blocks, some, half, three quarters, put this all aside. Let's go without any preconditions and let the cabinet meet to discuss this issue. And we are losing time. Lebanon is losing time, and Lebanon's wealth is being taken away. The Israelis are working day and night at the time whereby we are not able to form a government or put together a meeting for the cabinet. This is a real, we have a real catastrophe. I don't want to use some certain terms in describing this issue, how people hesitate and don't want to take responsibility. However, at least in such a way, we are wasting and losing the rights of the Lebanese, wasting the future of the Lebanese, losing a future horizon for the Lebanese. We're losing this. This is first of all. Second of all, the security issue. The security issue in general, not just Tripoli. Of course, Tripoli comes at the top, yes. What's going on in Tripoli is very painful and very sorrowful for all of us, and it must not continue in any way whatsoever. And the only solution, which doesn't require many sessions or many meetings, it needs a decisive decision from the government and cooperation from the different political factions and forces and religious figures and popular factions in Tripoli. A decisive decision for the Lebanese army, along with the support and assistance of the different security agencies, to take responsibility for Tripoli and the suburbs of Tripoli. And the Lebanese must be given the opportunity and must be assisted. The army must be assisted in order to be present in all different areas and take all necessary measures. And when the Lebanese army takes any measures, it must be protected by all sides. People must not go down and block roads. This is the only solution. The only solution is as such. The only solution is for the Lebanese army and official security services to be called to come in and cooperate with the army and the security services, not by calling on Daesh and Nusra. Daesh is, of course, the Islamic State of Iraq and Levant, the Al-Qaeda affiliate. Then ask me, where did we see and Nusra or Daesh, Islamic State of Iraq, and in the Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant, bringing security? Wherever they exist, have they brought security? So calling on the Lebanese army and calling on the security services, opening the roads, facilitating their efforts, enabling them to do their duty, is the way to address the situation in Tripoli, by a serious political stance, not by taking a political stance and on the ground, no, pushing things towards more escalation and more tension and fighting. And also under religious cover, not just under a political cover, the clerics in some of the mosques in Tripoli, whether they be in Tabani or Jabal Mahsin or other areas, in the Friday prayer speeches in their mosques, they must say that fighting is forbidden, opening fire is forbidden. We must respect the army, opening fire against the army and security services is forbidden. This is a solution. This is a Lebanese solution, an internal solution, but it requires a big political decision by protecting the Lebanese army. And this is one issue, and over the past few days it was very urgent because of the fighting and the sniper fire and the martyrs who fell and the wounded. However, in general, the security issue in Lebanon is very difficult and very dangerous. We have the booby-trapped cars, car bombs hunting down the terrorist networks. And I'd like to tell you that the government knows about these different networks. It knows about them. It knows about the presence of car bombs also in this village or in that village. And until now, it hasn't taken any steps to tackle this issue. When will it take steps? Any explosion we condemn, whether it be in Tripoli or in southern Beirut, in Dahiyeh, and those who commit these attacks must be held